Thank you all. And yeah, I hope your past week was fine, and I hope this new week will also be fine. I struggled to come up with a title for this talk. I don't know why. So I had several titles in my head. I was not able to choose one. So I'll just tell you all, and you choose the one you prefer. There are taking stock, keeping inventory, looking back, and planning for the future. I guess we could guess why I came up with such a topic. It's a new year and everybody wants to make resolutions. So yeah, how to keep stock and how to plan for the future. But before I start, I want to do a summary. So if you understand what I say in the next 1 minute, then there'll be no need to listen till the end. A short summary of everything I want to say is that we should take stock, we should look back, and also we should look forward. And when we do so, most importantly, we should benchmark our looking back and looking forward on the things that are important. These two things are love for God and love for others, love for God and love for our neighbors and our eternal life. So the plans we want to make for the new year, will there be in line with making the world a better place? Will there be in line with our struggle for salvation? And will they not be hinged upon material things? Basically, this is a summary of all we want to talk about, that we should look at our life in the past and examine ourselves. And also, we should make plans for the future, but it should be centered all around God and the things that are important. So, you know that small businesses take stock, they take inventory, because if they do not, they might get a customer who want to buy something, and if they don't have it, they may lose that customer forever. Also, big companies are compelled by law to take stock and make reports at the end of every financial year. These are earthly things. And our life as Christians is we are the business of God. Therefore, it is important that if normal earthly businesses take stock and they plan for the future, then it is also important that we do so. And not only on the new year we make resolutions, but we can do this from time to time. So the first summary is, let us take stock, let us look forward, and let it be centered around God. Let us read one part of the Bible and see what it says. I would like somebody to help me read the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 40.
Okay. Auf Deutsch, ja?
Geht, ja.
14 or 40?
Lamentations 3, 40. 40.
40, okay. Prüfen wollen wir unsere Wege und erforschen und umkehren zu dem Herrn.
Thank you very much. In English it says, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. The second part, in my opinion, carries the most importance. So when we do this examination, when we look back, if things are fine, it is good. There's room for improvement. But if things are not fine, let us return to the Lord. That's all this place is saying. Let's read another passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Also, if someone could read. 2 Corinthians 13, 5.
Stellt euch selbst auf die Probe, um zu sehen, ob ihr in Glauben gefestigt seid. Prüft, ob ihr bewährt seid. Eigentlich müsstet ihr doch erkennen, dass Jesus Christus in eurer Mitte ist, oder nicht? Andernfalls hättet ihr ja die Probe nicht bestanden.
Thank you. So, from these two passages we have read, we can clearly see that we should look at our ways, we should test our faith, and we should test our works. And if they are not in line with God, we should return to God, his hands are open and he will happily take us. Now a question comes to mind. Can we on our own test ourselves and get the right results? We know that the heart of man is deceitful. When we try to test ourselves, our heart might tell us, yeah, you are doing good, you are doing fine. Whereas that is not the case. How to solve this? As we, during this end of the year, as we are taking stock, let us call Jesus, let us call God in prayer to do this with us and help us to see the true colors of our heart and help us to improve where need be. Again, I would like us to read Psalm 139, where we read at the beginning of church today. Vlad helped us to read this, please. We should please read again Psalm 139, verse 1 and verse 6.
English aloud.
Gate. Yeah, you could read in English.
Okay, all right. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me.
Okay, and verse 6.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
Okay, thank you. So when in this psalm, David talked about how God knows him and how God has searched him. And he cannot attain the knowledge of searching himself properly and knowing himself properly. This means that when we want to carry out the search of our hearts to see how to improve ourselves, for sure, we are humans and we cannot attain this knowledge of knowing ourselves to the best. Therefore, what is advised is we should call Jesus Christ into this process and let him search our hearts with us. And when we make the plans for the future, this is the new year, let us also call Jesus to make these plans with us. If we look at Paul, how he lived his life, we could see a good example of how to search our life, how to search our faith, and how to plan for the future. So when we make the resolutions, around what will it be surrounded? Perhaps we can draw some inspiration from Paul if we read the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. And somebody should please help us. Philippians 3, 7 to 14. So this place, as you search for the place to read, I can say some words. This place tells us how Paul searched his heart and around what he hinged his life. I can summarize it as he was running after Christ. His life was about chasing after God. So if we are making the New Year resolutions for the future, perhaps we could try to be like Paul. And when we set these New Year resolutions, let us ask ourselves the question, okay, this resolution I've made is fine. How can I use it to serve God? Or how can it draw me closer to serving God? Perhaps this will help us make our lives better. Philippians 3, 7 to 14.
I can read it.
Thank you.
But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. Thank you 1,000,000 times. If we read this again at home, we will see Paul saying what he wants to attain. He has forgotten about the past. He has examined the past. He knows what he wants to get for the future, and he's going to strive to achieve it. Again, I'm repeating a question to all of us. As we examine the past months of our life, let us ask ourselves, the things that I have done in these past months, how can I improve? And when I set the plans for the new year, if only one person here could ask himself the question, how can I add God in my new resolution? How can I make my neighbor happy? How can I improve the world? Then the aim of today's talk is achieved. In our lives, we strive for material things, success, and all whatnot. These things are good. However, the question is, as we strive to achieve them, how do we bring God into it? How do we make the world a better place as we do this? One time, I told a brother in our church here about my plans and some things I wanted to do, and he asked me, how will this improve the church? How will this make God's word to spread around the world? And I consciously thought about it and made steps that will help me truly consciously make my plans to align with God's word. So I'm calling up on all of us that as we make our New Year resolutions, we should think of how we could align this with God's word and how God's word will be the center of our New Year resolutions. Let's read again Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Matthew 6, 19, 21. It's a very famous place. I believe everybody knows it.
I've read before. Should I read again?
Please go ahead.
Okay. Matthew 6, 19, 21. Do not lay up yourself treasures on earth. Where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Thank you. So as we plan for the next year, let us plan where we want to put our treasures. Victor, oh, thank you. So I remember one time when I was still younger in Nigeria, I don't know if I've said this before, a brother taught us about giving. And he said that we should assume that the giving we give is going to be used to build a house for us in heaven. So imagine you give 10%, let's say 10% of our earnings monthly, and God will use these things we have given to build a house for us in heaven. The question is, if we calculate like the joke from Vlad this morning, will this be enough to build a house for us in heaven? So basically, let us strive that as we make our New Year resolutions, God should be in the center. And as we reflect into the past, always we should consider three things. What are these three things? I will find them out now. We should look at our faith. We should look at our works, and we should look if God is the center of everything. We should bring God into the process. How do we look at our faith? If we read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, we will see what it says. Can somebody please help us read? How do we examine our faith?
Stellt euch selbst auf die Probe, um zu sehen, ob ihr im Glauben gefestigt seid. Prüft, ob ihr bewährt seid. Eigentlich müsst ihr doch erkennen, dass Jesus Christus in eurer Mitte ist. Oder nicht. Andernfalls hättet ihr ja die Probe nicht bestanden.
Thank you. So, the devil when he wants to attack, the first thing he will attack is our faith. If we look at our lives, do we still believe in God? Our first love for Christ, is it still there? Has it improved or has it grown weaker? How can we make our love for Christ? How can we make our trust, our faith, our belief to improve? I think if we carry out a critical analysis on our lives, we can always find out what it is and make steps to improve, to return it to the best state. So I'm calling all of us to remind us that, yeah, when we that our faith is delicate and we should try to protect it at all costs. And of course, with temptations and with everything, the devil will attack, but let us protect our faith and try to see that it is improving and not diminishing. Okay, let us look again at Galatians chapter 6 from verse 3 to 5. Galatians 6, 3 to 5.
Maybe you can read it, Igor, also yourself.
Okay, fine. Galatians chapter 6 from verse 3 to 5, I will read. For if anyone thinks himself to be doing something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another, for each one shall bear his own load. What I want to take from this place is that when we look at our past, when we look at our works, the things we have done, are they in line with God's word? And importantly, here it says we should look at our own work. Keyword is own. So we should, it's not a game of comparison, saying that, yeah, my brother has done this, I have not done like this, then it's not the best. We should look at our own works and critically analyze and see, how have we not done well and how can we improve? So it is me calling on us to work on ourselves, to look at our work and see how we could improve and be better people and do the right things. And when we make our New Year resolutions, we should try to see how it is centered around God. And lastly, as we do this, we should bring God into the process. Let's read Psalm 139 again, verse 23 and 24. I don't have this one. Somebody can help me find it. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24.
I can read it.
Okay, thank you.
God, I invite you, searching gaze into my heart. Examine me through and through. Find out everything that may be hidden within me. Put me to the test and sift through all my anxious cares. See if there's any path of pain I'm walking on, and lead me back to your glorious everlasting ways, the path that brings me back to you.
Thank you very much, Sabrina. I think this is a prayer we could actually pray. Because we are humans, because we are man, it is our heart might be deceitful, but if we call God into the process, he will help us and he will lead us. He will help us to strengthen our faith and help us to do better deeds. So that's all I wanted to share with us, that we should look back and examine our lives with God. We should do this often. And also, as we plan for the future, God should be the center of it. Thank you very much. So we could now sing a song before we do the Holy Communion. Thank you, Andre. So it's time for the Holy Communion. And what I want to say to that is to give us another reminder again that about 2,000 years ago, a king left his father's house and came down to earth, and he died for us. And he instituted this feast. And we are not doing it because we just want to do it, or because it's tradition, or because, yeah, let's just do it to fulfill our righteousness. But we are doing it because Jesus instructed us in the Bible to do so. And as we partake of this feast now, let us examine ourselves and talk to God and pray to God, and let the body of Christ and the blood help us to become even better people. So I assume that everybody has his bread and the wine. Before we take this, I will say a short prayer, and then we can proceed to take. Oh Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, thank you again for this wonderful day, and thank you for bringing us together at your feet. We bow before you, and we thank you for forgiving us of our sins, and we are asking you to bless and sanctify the bread, which symbolizes your body, and also the cup, which symbolizes your blood. Bless and sanctify it. Let us eat it, and let it bring us even closer to you, and help us to even live as your children and continue to fulfill your will. All this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.